This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and blessings upon all his companions, and blessings upon all of us until the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us acceptance. Honored ulama, beloved brothers and dearest listeners, we are moving into the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, and we should definitely ask ourselves how much use we have made of this month of Ramadan to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single one of us should not be oblivious of the fact that we may never ever see another month of Ramadan, and we may pass into the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possibly even before the end of this month. May Allah grant us all forgiveness, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise our level, and may He grant us the intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today I wish to go into a few lessons that we learn from Surah Qasas, the narrations or the stories. This surah is dedicated to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's entire life. And as I had mentioned, that every time the story of a messenger is repeated, the highlight is a different point. Here in Surah Al-Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting the birth and the method of breastfeeding of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, followed by how he spent part of his youth and his teenage and slightly post-teenage and so on, and thereafter how he got married and what happened, and thereafter how he was granted the prophethood. That is the crux or the message of Surah Qasas, and we have a lot to learn from it. What we have primarily to learn from this story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and from the stories of all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, is that they were the chosen ones, but they went through similar problems and difficulties that we go through. And they also had lives that they led, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making clear to us. At times, the difficulties they went through, in fact, almost every time, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam went through greater difficulty than the rest of us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us strong. When difficulty comes in our direction, it does not mean Allah is upset with us. It depends how we react. If we react moaning and groaning and complaining and losing contentment, then it is a punishment. But if we react with lots of contentment with the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes a blessing no matter what it was. And it becomes a point of the raising of ranks, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا ابْتَلَاهُ. It is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone that He tests that person even more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tests that we will pass. And may He not grant us tests that will be too difficult for us to pass. As we've heard, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Let me translate just part of that, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a dua in Surah Al-Baqarah right at the end. And He says, O my Rabb, and this dua is meant to be made by all of us, do not burden us with that which we will not be able to shoulder. In a nutshell, do not test us with tests that will be too difficult for us to pass. May Allah grant us all upliftment. So, right at the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Inspired her to do what? Inspired her to take care of this little child in a manner that Fir'aun would not be able to execute the child. We all must be aware of the fact that Fir'aun and Pharaoh was actually slaughtering the male children every second year. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was born in the year when the children were being slaughtered. Because he was told, Fir'aun was told by a fortune teller that there is going to come a man from Banu Israel who is going to remove you from the seat of yours, and who is going to be victorious over you and your army. And Fir'aun could not stand the thought of it, so he began to execute the tyrant. He began to execute all children who were born every second year, because that was the prediction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of how وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. She was inspired that you breastfeed this child, and whenever you are fearing for the child, just put the child into the water and in a little basket, and don't worry, we will take care of that child, and we are definitely going to return your child to you, and that child is going to be from amongst the messengers. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother was concerned, even though she was reassured through inspiration that definitely my child is going to be a different child, a child who is going to be sent with a powerful message, but she still had a lot of worry. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of how the family, the wife of Fir'aun, had actually picked up this basket with a child in it, and some of the members of the family had passed a comment that let us keep this child and let us look after the child, because he did not have children according to some of the narrations that have got to us. And he was very interested, she was extremely interested in keeping this child. What a good looking, handsome child, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Fir'aun was very skeptical. He knew that there is something amiss here. And he said, no, let us kill this child. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of what the wife of Fir'aun said.
وقالت امرأة فرعون قرة عين لي ولك لا تقتلوه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا.
The wife of Fir'aun told Fir'aun that this child, do not kill this child, because the child is the coolness of my eyes and yours, and we may benefit from this child and possibly adopt the child, take the child as our own. And definitely later on, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam benefited, even the wife of Fir'aun. And those from amongst the family of Fir'aun who had accepted the message, was that message not goodness? Was it not benefit? So the statement she had uttered was correct. عَسَىٰ أَن يَنْفَعَنَا. There is a possibility that he will benefit us. And he did in the long run. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all benefit from the messages of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah makes mention of how then they left this child. And they did not execute him. But Allah says,
وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَقَالَتْ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the miracle of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he did not suckle from any breast. But Allah made sure that he was returned to his mother. That was the only breast he suckled from. There was a huge search in the entire kingdom of Fir'aun for a woman whom Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would suckle from her breast. And none other than the mother did this happen to. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all conviction and yaqeen in his power and his might. Definitely those who have been separated from their children for whatever reason, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who is able to return those children. Just have faith and yaqeen. And Allah says,
فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنُ.
We returned him to his mother in order to cool her eyes and in order that she may not be sad. Subhanallah. The dua of a mother is so powerful that it affects the children immediately. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warns every single one of us. And he says, be careful of the dua of your parents against you. For if a parent makes a dua against a child, there is no barrier between that dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah not make us disobedient children. At times, very childish behavior from us, immature behavior, we sever ties with our own parents for nothing. Yes, if there is a solid reason, and even if there is kufr, there are limits. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will still be good to your parents. Do not earn their wrath and anger unless they order you to do something that is against my commands. And this was a dua made by a mother for the child. And I am encouraging every single person here who is a parent to always make dua for your children. Even if they happen to be disobedient, don't even let that tongue of yours slip, because there is no barrier between a parent's dua for a child or against a child. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all obedient children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then makes mention, after speaking about how fortunate he was, Musa alayhi salam was, at that young age, and how he was protected and returned to his mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
ودخل المدينة على حين غفلة من أهلها.
He entered the city whilst most of them were asleep. It is reported it was the time of the afternoon. Why did he enter at that time? And what is this entrance all about? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was brought up in a miraculous manner. The enemy used to look after him without realizing that the child I am actually bringing up here is going to be the cause of my distress in the future. And at the same time, the mother of this particular child was also comforted by the child being returned on a regular basis to that mother. And the mother had already informed the child who the child was and what exactly was happening. So as he entered the city, because there was fear of the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he entered the city, a very strong man, obviously fed with the best of food, brought up in the best of houses, in the biggest of palaces, subhanallah. An upbringing that his mother would have never been able to afford, he was granted by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a big burly man, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, huge, powerful, he entered the city and he noticed people fighting. Two boys, two men fighting. One was from Banu Israel and the other was from the Coptics, the Aqbat. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went forth. One of the man from Banu Israel, sought assistance. Allah makes mention of it. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went forth just to see what was happening, and served the first blow of his life. He actually fisted this man. And Allah says,
فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى.
Musa alayhi salatu wasalam fisted this man.
فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ.
The man died immediately, on the spot. Imagine how powerful Musa alayhi salatu wasalam must have been. One fist, and he was dead. Immediately there was regret, because it was unintentional. Very unintentional. That was not the intention.
قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ عَدُوٌ مُضِلٌ مُبِينٌ قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي فَاغْفِرْ لِي فَغَفَرَ لَهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Immediately he said, oh my Rabb, this is from the doings of shaitan. I have oppressed myself, forgive me. Allah says, we forgave him. Immediately. So whenever we have committed sin, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the case of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it would be difficult to say it's a sin. It was a mistake. But even the mistakes, we need to seek forgiveness, obviously, from. And Allah will forgive us in the same way that He has forgiven Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all turning to Him before it is too late. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the next day, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saw the same man from Banu Israel fighting. That man, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's assistance was sought once again by the man. And as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam stepped in the direction of this man from Banu Israel, he was the only one who had witnessed the murder the previous day. And he was worried.
قَالَ يَا مُوسَىٰ أَتُرِيدُ أَن تَقْتُلَنِي كَمَا قَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا بِالْأَمْسِ.
Oh Musa, you are walking to me. Do you want to kill me in the same way you killed the man yesterday? And by saying that, the people had heard who committed the murder. It was the will of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to leave that land for a period of time. So what had happened is, when the news spread
A man came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam telling him that the people are after you. You've committed a murder and now they are after you. You'd better leave this particular city of ours. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was inspired to leave and to face Madian. And when he got to Madian, he made a dua. He says, Oh Allah, I am in need of anything you send in my direction. Any goodness you send in my direction, I am in need of it. Once he made this dua, Rabbi inni bima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Allah says, we answered that dua. But by doing what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the situation when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam arrived in Madian and the people were making their flock drink or making their sheep drink water. And he noticed two young women. And these women were right at the back. And he went to them and he asked them, why is it that you are standing right at the back? And in fact, what are you doing here? What are you doing here where all the men are? They immediately answered and they said, do you know that we are waiting until everyone leaves because we are women folk? We are not meant to be here. But the reason why we are here, and this was a clarification, أبونا شيخ كبير. Our father is an old man. He is unable to come here on his own and we are doing him a favor. We are coming here. That is why you find us as women folk here. Otherwise we would not have been here. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam felt pity and he helped them and assisted them. And obviously as a huge man, he was able to complete the task very much faster than the previous days, and he returned the flock to them. They returned home early. They were asked by the father, who was, according to the narrations, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, that how come you are so early today? They reported the story. And the entire surah is named after this narration and this story that they had mentioned to their father, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, according to the narrations. And the father was now happy. He wanted to see this man. Who is this man? A strange man. And the description is so grand, so good. He is so honest. And he is a person full of dignity, humility, and so on. So he sent his daughters. When his daughters went, Allah makes mention of bashfulness and the fact that they had shame in them.
فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءٍ.
One of them walked towards Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with full modesty, bearing in mind all the rules and regulations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed upon them. And she walked and she told him, my father is calling you to give you a recompense for what you had done for us. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam walked. It is reported that he asked to walk in front of the woman rather than the back because he was fearing his gaze might fall on the woman if she was in front of him. So he asked her to walk at the back, which was also a positive point. That point was then mentioned to the father by the daughters that this man, these are his qualities. Do you know, the father proposed for marriage of one of his daughters to this man just by knowing him for a very little while. Why? Because he knew this man is honest, straightforward. He seems to be very, very humble and at the same time pious, righteous, inshallah. So the father says, and this is a very big lesson for all of us. If we have daughters, don't be shy to propose. It is culture to wait for a boy to propose for a girl. That is culture. In Islam, we have been taught with so many examples, even in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself, that if you have a daughter, there is no harm in getting up and asking for the hand of a certain man for your daughter. Look at this. Allah says that Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam said in very clear terms,
Inni uridu an unkihaka ihda ibnatayya hatayni.
I would like to get one of my daughters married to you. Straight. That was the proposal. And guess what? The proposal was accepted. And he served them for several years and alhamdulillah he worked very hard and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was married and that was the story of the marriage of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We've drawn a lesson from it and I hope it's a huge lesson. Because at times we have daughters who are seated, waiting for something to drop from the skies. It's not going to drop. We need to get up and make an effort. We need to look for the young boys and we need to know who they are, their qualities. We need to find them in the masajid and so on. And if we have found someone, don't be shy to talk to them and their parents. That is the way forward, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove us from the shackles of culture, which is actually killing our own daughters. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us forth to Islam and grant us the ability to surrender to the simple, straightforward rules and regulations of this deen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of how Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was moving with his family, and we spoke about this a few days ago, and how he had received revelation and become a Nabi on his way back from Madian. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has made mention in several other places about how he went to Fir'aun and how Fir'aun turned him away, and how the magicians were called in, and the magicians also turned to Islam and turned to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the surah with the story of a very rich man known as Qarun. Surah Al-Qasas has the second part of the surah is connected to a story of Qarun, and I'm sure we've heard the words or the name Qarun. He was a very rich man who was granted so many treasures that it was difficult for a group of strong men to just carry the keys to those treasures. Imagine what type of treasures he may have had. Today we've got one safe and we feel like we are above the globe. Today we've got a small amount of cash in our pockets or a little credit card, a plastic card, and we feel that subhanallah, we are above the globe, not realizing that we may just be engaging in transactions that may not be halal, contaminating our entire system. May Allah not do that to us. But here was Qarun, he became arrogant and proud. That is the lesson from Surah Al-Qasas as well. What pride and arrogance does, when Allah has given us wealth, it must bring us closer to the ground. We must really talk to people in a manner that we do not display haughtiness, and we do not display that we are greater than thou. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all humility and humbleness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us to the ground. And at the same time, may He grant us sustenance that is just enough for us, that we do not become too arrogant and too proud. And when we die, those whom we leave behind do not fight and tear that wealth to pieces and kill each other in the process. That is what is happening today. There is greed overtaking the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thereby tearing the ummah into pieces. May Allah not do that to us. So Qarun, he began to say, oh, this is my wealth.
إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي.
I have been granted this wealth due to my own knowledge, my expertise. It's got no connection to any superior being and so on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there were people around him who used to wish that they had what he had. But the knowledgeable said, when you see a rich person, and he is full of pride and arrogance, make dua that Allah saves you from that type of wealth. That is what the knowledgeable said.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا.
Those who were granted knowledge, they said, the reward that Allah grants people, and what Allah grants subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people, is much better. And the good deeds are much better for a person, if only that person understands. Let us all try and increase our bank balance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by engaging in extra ibadat, especially in the month of Ramadan and even after the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of how one day Qarun and all his treasures and everything that belonged to him was buried in the ground. When they got up in the morning, they didn't see Qarun's palace. They didn't see him. They didn't see his treasures. They were wondering what had happened, and immediately they realized this was the punishment of the Creator Himself. And Allah says, the dua or the wish of those who had been wishing what He had immediately turned around.
وَأَصْبَحَ الَّذِينَ تَمَنَّوْا مَكَانَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ يَقُولُونَ وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ لَوْلَا أَمَّنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا لَخَسَفَ بِنَا.
Those who had been wishing previously to have what Qarun had, they said, just as well Allah did not give us. Had He given us, He would have also buried us with Qarun. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us. The lesson is that every single one of us should ask himself or herself, what do I have? Allah has given me and favored me above others. Sometimes not only in wealth, sometimes in knowledge, sometimes in looks, sometimes in something else, in intelligence and so on. That must never make your head blow up. When I say blow up, I mean you must never feel that you are now higher than others. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it away now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can disgrace if He wills. May He not do that to us. Every time you have, you need to come down, closer to the ground, mix with people, try and help people in their problems, become closer to people. Do not display your arrogance and pride, because if that is what is going to happen, then look at what happened to Fir'aun, and look at what happened to Qarun as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. In Surah Al-Ankabut, which is a surah that we completed today, the surah of the spider, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has very beautifully chosen the spider. And the point that Allah is raising in this particular surah is that those who call out to others besides Allah, and those who have their houses in this dunya and all this, these bricks and everything that is solid in the dunya, and they feel they are protected, they should understand that they are similar to a spider that also feels very protected in its own house and home, which is the web. And Allah says,
وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ.
The weakest house or home you could ever have is the house of a spider, which is the web. If only you understand. And if only they know, Allah says, that if only they know what? That in the same way we look at the spider, and we see that it has a web. To us, even the wind will make that web move. And at times, if it is slightly stronger wind, even with a little fan that is battery operated, we may be able to destroy that web. When we walk past, we don't even realize we've walked past a web. Sometimes we only feel the web brushing on our face. And at times we only see it later on our clothes and so on. That is how weak it is. Yet the spider feels it is so secure because it is catching the flies and the other insects and so on. It is entrapping all these little fleas and so on. And the spider feels so secure, but we can see the comparison that that spider is being foolish by thinking it is so secure because we are so powerful and we understand it. And Allah is saying, and I am more powerful than all of you. So don't think that these houses you are in, made of bricks and everything, and the solid structures that you have, don't think they are going to help you in any way. If my wrath has to overtake you, it will go through in the same way that when you walk through a web, nothing is noticed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. The insignificance of man's homes and man's structures in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah decides to make that clear to us by giving us an example. The example of the spider. And Allah says, again, not only the physical structures, but Allah says even those who are making dua to others. Listen to the verse. It's a powerful verse. And it is a very, very powerful verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتًا.
Those who seek protection through awliya besides Allah. Awliya means protectors. Those who seek protection via protectors besides Allah are similar to the spider that has sought protection by its own house, which is a web. And the next verse is, indeed the weakest of homes is the web of a spider. So Allah is saying, even spiritually, be careful. Don't build a web around you. You must understand, if you are going to call out to Allah alone, that is when you will have something solid that will protect you. Otherwise, you are equivalent to a spider. And that is why in Surah Al-Ankabut, right at the end, Allah says, regarding the dunya,
وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُوٌ وَلَعِبَ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Definitely, this life of the dunya is play and amusement. And the true life is that of the akhirah, if only they knew. And Allah says, making mention, obviously, of the comparison of the spider.
وَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. when they are on a boat and when they are at sea, then they call out to us and us alone without partners. Because they know if anything was to happen to their ship, then there is none who can help them besides Allah. This is speaking of the spiritual protection. Obviously, spiritually, being protected by Allah means that you have something solid around you that will definitely protect you. And Allah says, as soon as we let them land on the coast, they begin to engage in shirk once again. And they associate partners with Allah, calling out to others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us. And He says, that is equivalent to the spider feeling so protected. And yet, when the destruction comes, the spider will go without absolutely any feeling whatsoever by the destroyer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all understanding. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ankabut makes mention of how powerful the people of Shu'aib were, Aad and Thamud. And Allah says, go and look at their homes.
وَعَادًا وَثَمُودَ وَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ لَكُم مِّن مَسَاكِنِهِمْ.
Go and see. It is very clear for you from the homes of Aad and Thamud and so on what we did to them. We destroyed them in such a manner that even the spider webs would probably have a remainder when you are finished destroying that particular web. But with their homes, there is nothing that remained. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look, they were more powerful than all of you put together. And yet, we destroyed them just like that. And then Allah says,
وقارون وفرعون وهامان.
Allah says, قارون, فرعون, هامان, and all of these tyrants. Allah says, some of them we sent a tremor to them. Some of them we sent earthquakes. Some of them we destroyed them through the wind and the weather. And some of them we caused them to drown. Allah says, these are all our armies. And all these armies are far huger than what man can imagine. Remember, if Allah wants to destroy us now, He just has to cause a little tsunami. May Allah save us. You know what destruction it can do. We all know what it can do. But who says it cannot come to us? It can. Therefore, we need to learn from these examples and we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it is too late. Inshallah, tomorrow I will be mentioning a few points from Surah Ar-Rum, the surah which is named after the Romans, and then we will move on to Surah Luqman. Luqman, who was an African man, who was a very, very wise man, alayhi salatu wassalam. He was not a Nabi, but his advice to his child and his son is mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our benefit, and that shows us that no matter what color a person is, if that person is wise, that is where we need to learn from that particular person. And we must also realize that Allah's mentioning of the story in the Quran is because it happens to be correct and it is a lesson for all of us. Thereafter we will move on to Surah Al-Sajda and Surah Al-Ahzab if Allah grants us life and memory. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.